Hello and welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today's episode is going to be about the Kinect system because that just came out yesterday and I bought it. And of course it came with Kinect Adventures, and I also bought Kinect Sports. And it's a pretty interesting setup, you know, the whole thing about you are the controller, all that jazz. Each game comes with this very unusual looking smiley face card. It's just creepy looking, but it's supposed to be for calibration. Although every Kinect comes calibrated, I had to recalibrate it with this card and just stand at various distances, and so the system would work properly. It's pretty interesting how you can do live ID in terms of you just take pictures. It takes pictures of your position all around the room, wherever you may be standing, and you know, holding in various poses, like your arms outward, stretched out, facing up, down. And the only problem with the whole setup so far is that it takes like at least 7 feet away from the TV. If you're not like 7 feet away, it won't detect you properly. You can't fit as many people as you'd like on the game, especially if you want two or more people. It's just not possible unless you're fairly far distance. And it works quite well. I mean, it detects the head, you know, arms and stuff like that. It's not like finger gestures, stuff like that. So it's not like you could hold a gun and say, you know, pull a trigger finger. It wouldn't recognize that, at least as far as I can tell. I mean, maybe there's software updates or future games will actually use that ability. But it'll recognize your feet. You can run in place. You can sit down. You can do all kinds of exercises, as there is an exercise game that works fairly well. What's really cool in the Kinect Adventures, the ones that it comes with, is this game where you plug holes in this square, you know, enclosure, and you have all these fish going around this aquarium, and they hit the enclosure, and of course there's pipes leaking, stuff like that, there's water leaking into it, and so you have to use your body to plug up these leaks, and that gets pretty interesting. The Kinect Sports, on the other hand, it comes with boxing, track and field, soccer, table tennis, beach volleyball, bowling. It's really annoying because the track and field is like 5 different events, and you have to play through all 5 in order to complete the whole track and field. There's the long jump, the javelin throw, the discus throw, just general sprinting, and hurdles. All of them require a lot of effort, and when I was finished with all 5 of them, I just wanted to sit down and... Oh, it was very tiresome, to say the least. The soccer is more or less just, you know, you have the ball, and you kick it in a certain direction. You don't really control the character. All the other characters are just, you know, AI-controlled. So you don't actually move him across the field. You just control where the ball goes, and then automatically kick it into the goal. Table tennis didn't seem to be as effective as I would hope. Especially considering on the move, which I'll probably talk about in another episode, the move is full accelerometer, and you can tilt it in any direction, and you may not necessarily tilt it in the proper direction and just send the ball flying off the playing field. But in here, all you have to do is just swing, and you're probably going to hit it. It's that basic in terms of no matter how you're holding your hand, in terms of where your paddle is supposed to be, it's just going to hit back and forth, and even if it hits the net, it doesn't count as a fault. It just bounces off the net, no matter how poorly you may have hit it, and keeps playing anyways, which is kind of unusual. Other than that, it works pretty well. In terms of the Kinect ID, as I was saying before, it's supposed to be able to automatically detect face features. Unfortunately, it doesn't like glasses. Glasses reflect, so I had to take like 4 sets of these pictures. 2 of them in normal lighting, with and without my glasses, and then 2 in poor light, you know, very low light, with and without my glasses, and eventually it was able to detect me on a normal basis. There's another game called Joyride, which basically you hold your hands out like a steering wheel, and you're supposed to be able to drive, and it doesn't work very well, at least demo-wise. I don't think I'd really pay the full $50 for it. Since my time's almost up, please... If you like this show, if you're listening, send me an email at codemaster2005@gmail.com, and I'll continue this in another episode.